Blog Talk Radio. Most holy and gracious Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for another opportunity to come towards you, Father God, and just spend some time with you. Oh, God, we know there's nobody greater than you, God, and we thank you for another opportunity to just be in your glory, be in your presence, God. We're asking you to come on down, Father God, and reign with us. Fill us up with your spirit, Lord. We're thanking you for this beautiful day, Father God. We're thanking you for this service. We're asking you, Father God, to send a word to your people. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the rain. Thank you for life. Thank you for your life, Father God, that you gave for us, Lord Jesus. Father God, we're asking you to bless Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry, what we stand for, the job that you've given us, which is so important. We're thanking you, Father God, for being holy God of heaven and loving us the way you do, Father God. We're asking you to go with us as we go through our day, giving us traveling mercies, protection, Father God, and healing, all those things that you promised us, Father God. Keeping our heads leveled, Lord, keeping us looking towards you, Father God. And then we're so grateful. We're so grateful to know you, God, in the pardon of our sins. Father, once again, I ask you to come on down, send your spirit. Father, we invite you in, and we're thanking you. We won't forget to thank you and give you praise and give you an honor and the glory that is due you, Father. Amen. Good morning. Good afternoon, Christian friends. Welcome to the Life Word Jesus Sunday afternoon service. I'm Joanne Thurman, your hostess for today. Under our shepherdess, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, I'd like to welcome everyone under the sound of my voice, especially the first-time visitors. I pray that you enjoy the service. Relax and listen to the Word of God. To God be the glory. This morning, our scripture comes from Nehemiah, first chapter, verses 1 through 11. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hachaliah, the son of Hachaliah. It came to pass in the month of Chrisleaves, in the 12th year, as I was in Shechem, the citadel, that Hanani, one of my brothers, came with men from Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivities in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The walls of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burnt with fire. So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments, please let your ears be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of your children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house, I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinance which you commanded your servants Moses. Remember, I pray the word that you commanded your servants, Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you are cast out to the furthest part of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Now these are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. Oh, Lord, I pray, please let your ears, prayers of your servant, and desire to fear your name, and let your servants prosper this day, I pray, and grant him mercy in the sight of man. For I was the king's cupbearer. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The harvest plentiful, but the laborers they're few. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I was in an Uber ride the other day, and the young lady was telling me about an elderly woman who was in a nursing home. She had 5 or 6 children, I don't remember, but they weren't taking care of her. Not going to see her, helping her with her care, or being involved in her life when she was really feeling so vulnerable and lonely. Only one sister was taking on this task of visiting her, of bringing her cooked meals, clean and new clothes, spending valuable time with her mom. This happens very frequently in families with the elderly. A mom can raise a house full of children, but when they get old, they can't find a child who cares. There is a blessing for helping your mother or father. The Bible says, Exodus 20:12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. This is the first commandment with a promise, and it is the one that should not be taken lightly. It makes me very sad the older people have to suffer like this when they have given so much. But I thank God for the ones who stand by and stand up to the task in the love of caring for their parents. The harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. That's the theme for today. Nehemiah was a man of prayer. Before he did anything, he prayed. He aligned himself with the will and the plan of God. In Nehemiah 1:4, he prayed to the one who was able to do something for his people. It wasn't a brief prayer. He prayed for 4 months, fasting, mourning, and praying before God of heaven. Nehemiah's name means God comforts. When you pray, even in distress, God hears. He's concerned. He will take care of your situation with a victory. Nehemiah needed help and was concerned about rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem after the Babylonian exile. He was an intercessory prayer, and he had a vision, which was asking God to remember his promise to gather his people back to their land. The city walls represented the strength of their people, but also the strength of the God they served. It was a big job ahead of Nehemiah. He had God's blessing. He had the king's blessing. Now he needed teamwork and a communications. The big goals were restorations of the wall and the faith of the people of Jerusalem. Big goals for the glory of God with provisions by God. But he did have a few haters, as my granddaughter says. In this book of Nehemiah, it recorded that he prayed 14 times. Where was he going to get help? There was so much work to be done. The harvest is truly plentiful, but the labors are few. Receiving Christ is only the beginning. God calls us imperfect as we are to do his will on earth, to go throughout the land as witnesses and ministers, joined in a kingdom partnership to spread the good news of God's grace and mercy, forgiveness and freedom made available for all of us. We are co-laborers with God. In fact, we are called and set apart. We're sanctified as Christians. The process of sanctification takes deliberate actions on our part. Labor. It takes work. It's the action of making or declaring something holy, for he is holy. It's the plan of the specific plan or assignment for all of us. Before we were even born, our lives were mapped out in God's sovereign plan. Jeremiah 1:4 says, the work calls for consecration, beautification, glorification, hallowing, elevation, dedication, anointing, devotion, and exhortation with prayer. That's a lot of work. That's God's work. That's why we study, to show ourselves approved, gathered all this knowledge for that divine purpose. But when God appoints, he also empowers. Jesus empowered the disciples. We're not alone. The Holy Spirit is in us, showing us the way through us, guiding us with provisions. No matter how little we think we know or can do, he'll work through us for his glory. Weaknesses and all, God is able, and he gives us all what we need. In 2 Corinthians, it reads, therefore, I will not boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power rest on me. It's all God. We're nothing without him. His power will see us through. But are we willing? Do we have the time? Are we fully committed? Are we available? Can we be relied on in the time of need? We need the laborers. In Matthew 9:37, it says, then said he unto his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. The description of availability is whether someone or something can be accessed or used. The quality of being available in 1 Corinthians 3:9, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. And in Matthew 9:38, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. We're needed to do his bidding, to do the footwork, to sing the songs, to preach the gospel, to tend to the sick, to support the ministry. It takes work and it takes time. Only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do for him will be counted in the end. To me, to live for Christ, to die is gain, working in the vineyard. This work is an investment in your eternal future. Our days here on earth are short. We want to live a purpose-driven life, not only in availability, important, but also in unity. It takes a village, people being on one accord, touching and agreeing, working together as a team to get things done. Not just one person handling everything, but everyone picking up their weight. Let's get back to Nehemiah. He is supervising the rebuilding of Jerusalem in the mid-5th century B.C. After his release from the captivities by the Persians, King Artaxerxes I, not only that, but he institutionalized intensive morals, principles, ethics, and value systems, along with worship, ceremonies, and reforms in rededicating the Jews to Yahweh. In the rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, we find the Jeremiah was a very ordinary man in a servant's position. He became a leader because of the discontent of the Jews in Jerusalem and in Judah. But while he was in Persia, there, which was a highly esteemed office with an influential position and was well paid. He was born in Persia. He was a confidant of the king. Part of his duty was to guard against poison in the king's cup, a taste tester. The king was fond of Nehemiah. He worked hard in the king's palace. He was cheerful and faithful. Although he had lived well in the palace, he was sensitive to the problems and the plight of his people. He kept alert and prayerful. He cried when he heard their suffering and their shameful situation. He fasted and took the problem to God. At the palace, the king was surprised to see Nehemiah so sad because of his upbeat manner and attitude. He respected him and he loved him. It's a good thing to be loved by the king, to have the king as a friend who you can talk to and ask for what you need in time of troubles. God gave Nehemiah a special favor before the king, who asked what was wrong. After hearing about the suffering, the king granted Nehemiah his request to go and build the walls of Jerusalem. The king gave everything he needed, including the security that protected him. God is always looking for men and women who will rebuild the nation and realize his goal of, I came that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. Nehemiah made himself available for his people when they were in a needy situation. He was a laborer to the fullest. Let me finish telling you the story. Nehemiah was very wise. He didn't tell anyone why he was in Judah, but he was surveying the land, the broken city and the wall. Sometimes we laborers have to have a plan. He took notes and then met with the leaders and the people. He kept the plan to himself because there were enemies, haters, who will not like the good work you're going to teach the people. So you don't tell people all your vision, your business, and what's in your heart, so they don't block your plans. Well, he got the people together, told them about God's favor before the king, and how the prayers were answered. Immediately, the rumor started to spread. You see, when the laborers out on one accord, the enemies get mad and the evil stuff happens. There were the lies spread, ridicule, threats, and plots. But glory be to God, Nehemiah was a praying man. And he didn't do anything before he prayed. He took his problems to God and encouraged the people to trust and have faith. In Nehemiah 4:4, it reads, "Then answered I them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build. But you have no portion, no right, no memorial in Jerusalem." When God blesses us, your enemies can't harm you. You will receive. You will come up empty. He encouraged them. Lift up their eyes to God for deliverance and protection. There was so much work to do, and the people were tired and weary. That's one of the reasons why we need more prayer and people to be available, because we do become tired and weary and sometimes wore out. We need help to achieve the vision together. Nehemiah needed the people's cooperation. He had a vision. Faith is a vision. Without a vision, the people perish. Faith is from God, and he reveals to you his will in your life. Through Nehemiah's prayer life, the people, the leader, and powerful men listened to him. It was the power of God in the situation that prevailed. He appointed watchmen day and night, laborers, watched as well as pray. There had been threats to kill him, but he knew who's in control. The same God was sent them into exile and brought them out, and he was obedient. God was in control, and he protects us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. The walls were finished. It took 52 days. He could not have done it if he didn't have help and cooperation and unity with his people. We all need each other at one time or another. When one falls, one should be there to go with the task, to go on with the task, to take the baton. The harvest is plentiful. There's so much to do, so many souls to win. The kingdom wants to use us every night and every day till the final day when we're taken away, when we are no more. So what are you going to do? When are you going to move? Why do you hesitate? Tomorrow bite me too late. Who promised you tomorrow? Are you sold out to him? He paid the price. He was our sacrifice. We need your time, thoughts, energy, your loyalty, your prayers, your praise, your love, and commitment. We can't do it alone. The laborers are few. In conclusion, we need you to serve, to be a warrior, to get what you want. The anointing will help you. It'll help us. Come to serve. Go to serve. The glory belongs to God. Hallelujah. Labor is our service, our job. Even if we don't want to, prepare, get ready. Little becomes much as you place it in the master's hand. Send me, I'll go, like David said. Because we love you, Lord, stand on your word. Yoke us with the right people at the right time. Not in the background anymore, in the front line. We're steadfast, unmovable on this assignment, staying on position, not coming down. It's not in vain. Payday on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to be rewarded. My prayer is that we be laborers for Christ. Peace and grace. Now, there might be someone on this mind today that don't know the goodness, the love, and safety of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. But all's not lost. This is your opportunity to invite Jesus into your heart. Salvation is a free gift offered for all, and you're included. All you have to say is, Dear Lord God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask you for forgiveness. I believe you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins, and he rose from the dead, and I trust and I follow you as my Lord and my Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. You're saved. We'd like to congratulate you. The angels are rejoicing. We're rejoicing with you. But there might be someone who knows Christ also on the line, but they've gone astray. Come home. Jesus is waiting for you in forgiveness. Pray. Oh, Father God, we're thanking you today for these that have accepted you, these that have came in under your safety, God, these that have put their lives in your trusting hands, God, these that want to know you, the pardons of their sins, God. These that have looked and searched all over and couldn't find nobody because there's nobody greater than you, God. Oh, Lord, we're thanking you, God, now. They are part of the being heirs to your throne, Father. They're safe and secure from all alarm. We're thanking you, God. We're asking you, God, to send them to a place that lead them to a Bible-believing church, God, where they learn teaching, Lord, of you, preaching. Let them hear good preaching of you, God, learning and worshiping you, God, learning how to love you and more about you, God, and getting to know you better, Father God, so they can live a good Christian life, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We're thanking you for those that have turned back to you, Lord. Those that know, they know you, God. They know your goodness. And, God, they just want to come home. Thank you, God, for giving them another chance, Father God. Thank you for being so forgiving, so kind, so loving. God, you don't want one soul lost. No, not one. So we're thanking you, God, for drawing us nearer to you, blessed Lord, hallelujah. And thank you, God. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. This is your servant's prayer. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. I hope you enjoyed the service. I hope you've learned something about joining together to work together in Jesus' precious name. Because the harvest is plentiful. There's plenty of people that can work, but the labors are free. We need everyone on one accord. Yes, to change the way the world is. Said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. Our theme is prayer power. There's so much power in prayer. We can change what's going on. God said, we turn from our wicked ways and pray. Said he'll hear us. He'll hear us and he'll bless us. He'll change what's going on in the world. And we want to thank him for that. And he's not a promise breaker. He's a promise keeper. We can take that to the bank. He'll heal the land. He'll bless us. And he'll keep us. So I'm asking blessings, just blessings in your life, each and every one in your family is my prayer. For those that are new to the body of Christ, if you can't find a church home, you can come back and worship with us every morning, Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m., for your Breakfast of Champions with our Shepherdess Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Good ground in this ministry of Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry. On Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 12 and 9 o'clock, we have our altar of prayer. You can call in with a prayer request, a praise report, and we'll pray over you. And on Wednesdays at 8, we have Bible study on Facebook. Our services, you can hear over again in our archives at www.lifewordjesus.org. Once again, I thank you for coming. It was a blessing. Hallelujah. Most holy and gracious Father God, oh, we like to thank you. We thank you for your visitation. Oh, we thank you for your spirit. Hallelujah. And the way I like to say, you came in the train of your robe, filled the temple with your spirit, God. We're thanking you that you allowed me to come. Thank you, God, for making me able. It's a blessing to serve you, Lord. I'm asking you to go with everyone under the sound of my voice, asking you to bless them and keep them, Father God. Touch their families in a special way, Father God. We're asking you, Father God, that you would have them get to know you and get to know them, you a little bit better, Father God. Asking you to give them a hunger and thirst to want to know you, to run after your righteousness. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for being holy, God of heaven, looking down on us, Father God, sitting high and looking low, Father God, and keeping us day by day, Father God. We're asking you, Father, to heal those that are sick today, because we know you are the healer. Father, those that are in hopeless situations, hopeless situations, Father God, their families over them, God. Don't know which way to turn, Lord. We're asking you to be merciful. You are a comforter, God. You're a counselor, Lord. We're asking you to have mercy on those that seek you. Father God, those that don't know a word of prayer, we're asking you to send a mentor, a word, a song. Oh, hallelujah. We only need one word to hear from heaven. And God, we are thanking you because you're so generous with your grace and your mercy and your goodness, Father God, and your grace, your gift that you give us, God. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for being with us always, never leaving us, a comforter, so compassionate, so gentle with us, Father, loving us even in spite of our sins. Father, we ask you to forgive our sinful nature, sins we know we commit, sins we're about to commit, and sins that we don't know that we even do. We're asking for forgiveness today, Father God. Father God, please go around the world, nations everywhere. Father, touch the hearts of those that are running the countries, have their finger on the buttons, Father God. Men that might not even mean us any good, Father. If you could change the hearts of the king, you can change the hearts of them. Father, we know that you're in control and you have everything under control. Nothing catches you by surprise, Holy God of heaven. And we're thanking you, God. God, we're asking you for protection. Travel in mercy, Father. Oh, God, please watch over our. We're in a crisis right now, Father, and we're leaving this at your feet, God, your capable hands. Guard our children, Father, please. Don't let them fall by the side of the wayside. Your baby starting, if those that are breathing for the first time right now, for the oldest person, they're still your children, Father. And we're thanking you, God, for looking over us and sending your guardian angels around the camp around us. Father God, thank you for being the answer. Hallelujah. You are the answer for whatever we need, Father. Always on time, God. And we're thanking you, God. Thank you for our ministry. Thank you that our telephones work. Thank you that we're clothed in our right mind, that you are a regulator. Hallelujah. A heart fixer. Thank you, Jesus. A way maker. Oh, you so much of everything, God. Teach us how to pray and what to pray for. And thank you for prayer power. Father, show us how to use prayer power to get the job done. And Father God, help us to do what you want us to do, being the laborers for you, God. Oh, we thank you for an on-time word. Thank you, glorious God. Oh, we love you and we appreciate you, God. We're asking you to accept this service, Father God, this prayer, because it's in your matchless name that we give it to you, God, in love with you, God. We're thanking you, God, for loving us first and loving us best, God. Hallelujah. It's in your matchless name we give it to you, God, because none can compare to you, God. You have no rival and no equal, God. We crush the head of the enemy. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and you, Jesus Christ, is King of kings and Lord of lords forever. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. And God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. This has been Joanne Thurman, your hostess for today, wishing you a blessed day and a wonderful, prosperous week in the Lord. Peace and grace be with you, is my prayer. Amen.